Yeah, it does happen from time to time. It's usually not like a month-over-month change. It'll be a, you know, they made the change in January. Maybe they'll make that change in March or April, as long as, you know, things don't fall off too greatly between now and then. Obviously, there was something that made them think that the pace was going to slow substantially, that they needed to change that number. And we know, just, you know, based on what they did with the corn, they could make bigger changes to the corn. I mean, they made a 150 million bushel decrease on last Thursday's report, but they could just as easily drop it another 150 to 200 million, we'd be fine with those numbers. But on soybeans, we don't agree with it. We do think that they'll raise it to probably raise it back up by 35 million bushels on a future report here.